Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Well, McCarthy apparently doesn't think it's collusion if your campaign manager is giving inside polling data and battle strategy in key states to an agent of Russian intelligence while the Russians are helping your campaign. But most Americans would call that collusion.
McCarthy has no plan. The Republican Party has no plan. They can do nothing except do political stunts.
Can you do anything about gun laws during the lame duck, sir?
I'm going to try.
What will you try and do?
I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So in Missouri, the Attorney General, Senator-elect Eric Schmidt, has now put Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's never been held accountable for anything, on the stand to answer for the harm that he has caused millions of Americans with his fear-mongering, manipulation, and never, ever, always changing positions. You know, we're learning more as the Attorney General has put Fauci on the stand to answer these questions. Like, for example, let's go to the one issue of masks.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
But the CDC is saying that at minimum, wear a mask, okay? This is what they're saying. Make sure you wear a mask. So you wear a mask, then you want it to fit better. So one of the ways you could do it, if you would like to, is put a cloth mask over, which actually here and here and here, where you could get leakage in, is much better contained.
All right, so now what they've already found out, thanks to Eric Schmidt, who's going to join us in a second, is Fauci actually emailed a friend saying that masks were ineffective, but then he pushed for mask mandates anyway. Now, how does this make any sense? How is this good public health? How is this following the science? Anyway, the Attorney General, great state of Missouri, now Senator-elect Eric Schmidt is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Sean. How are you?
How does somebody get almost every aspect of the biggest pandemic in our lifetime wrong? And he's, you know, heralded as this phenomenal scientist. And yet we know that he was thinking differently privately. What do we learn?
Well, I think we had to, you know, pick apart. You mentioned some of those claims that he made. I mean, the fact is this guy was making it up as he went along. It was never about the science. It was about power and control. So if you look at it through that lens, everything related to COVID, especially emanating from Anthony Fauci had to do with being in the spotlight, making these big pronouncements, having candles dedicated to him. But the impact was disastrous for Americans. So if you start with the lab leak, you mentioned it. It's very clear that the NIH was funding the Wuhan lab. They begin to panic. And we went through this in meticulous detail in the deposition, whether it's emails, setting up conference calls, articles that were being shaped by Dr. Fauci, which is really interesting, by the way, throughout this deposition, Sean, for a guy that claims to know everything about everything. He had a lot of I don't recall in there, which is amazing. It's a middle name. But we went through these drafts changed, and they went from being very open to this idea, which is the most plausible theory out there, of course, to turning everybody into a conspiracy theorist who dared to utter that this could have come from the Wuhan lab. He admits they didn't have the proper safety protocols. He knows that the funding went there. So we essentially, when you put all that together, he was deeply concerned that this would come back to him, right? And so at that point, you start blaming everybody else. You start anybody that utters a word about the lab leak is labeled a conspiracy theorist, a fringe theory. And then when Fauci speaks, social media and big tech censors, people were being taken down from that. You talk about the response. He sends Dr. Lane, his chief lieutenant, Sean, to China in early February with a WHO delegation, and he comes back, and they are amazed, and they're lauding the Chinese extreme measures, the lockdown. And that is what Fauci's worldview was. If he didn't have freedom-fighting folks who push back against that, who knows what we would end up beyond the disastrous lockdowns that destroyed lives and livelihoods. And then you mentioned the masks. In early February, a friend of his emailed him. We uncovered the email, asked him about it, asked him, she's going on a plane trip, should she wear a mask? He says they're ineffective, right? Other studies...
Well, by the way, that's exactly what he that's what he said on 60 Minutes. That was his first position. Oh, it may stop a droplet or something, but masks don't work.
Right, and they are ineffective. But then, in early April, just 3 days after other studies are presented confirming that analysis, which everybody, you know, most people believe to be true at this point, he does an about-face. And then, you know, mask mandates follow. COVID tyranny is born. Five-year-olds are having to wear masks. We see the psychological, emotional damage. I mean, it was a total disaster. And so that deposition taken under the guise of this lawsuit, Sean, which is the allegation is that the Biden administration outsourced their censorship that they can't do under the First Amendment to these big tech entities. And so what we know is, you know, Fauci's communications team was working directly with social media platforms to take people down, to censor content. And you can't do that in this country. And so in addition to the lies that were spewed by Fauci for power and control, he was engaged in this effort with big tech to silence people, which you can't do.
Who would be held liable if you're successful in this suit?
Well, these folks are named individually and the Biden administration. So one of the things I think that we're getting, in addition to an injunction prohibiting this kind of activity, which, by the way, is probably still ongoing. You heard Jean-Pierre at the podium just the other day saying they're watching very closely Twitter. I mean, you had Jen Psaki, who, by the way, we're taking her deposition here in a couple weeks. She stood at the podium saying they were flagging things for Facebook. Here's some other things that we know, Sean, from the lawsuit through the discovery process. One, there were weekly censorship meetings. Governmental officials at the highest level were on censorship meetings, weekly calls with big tech to censor people. There was a special portal for the government with big tech to censor folks. You also had direct communications from...
When you say censor folks, would that mean people with differing positions that maybe were actually following the science? Because who were they trying to censor?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Dissenting views, right? Which, again, is why the First Amendment's so important, right? You have, people can make up their own minds. And I think that's what you saw, this whole thing. You have an elite group of folks who view themselves as knowing everything, wanting to dictate to everybody else. That's very clear. You also had direct communication from Facebook officials to the Surgeon General. Text messages that we've uncovered saying, hey, we did what you said. We took that, we deplatformed that person. What else do you want us to do? I mean, this is like it's in plain view. And I'll also give you one tidbit, Sean, that also came out from this deposition, which is just remarkable, but a glimpse. Power, corrupts, but it also reveals, right? We're in this right after lunch, in this deposition, 7-hour deposition. the court reporter sneezed. Fauci stops and has her wear a mask in the deposition. In November of 2022, this is the mentality of the man who was in charge of all of this stuff and why it's so important that this can never happen again and why this lawsuit's uncovering so many things that were hidden for so long.
You know, it was very interesting. The gentleman that created the technology for the RNA vaccine to even be created, a guy by the name of Robert Malone, we had him on the program, and he said that his own technology, his own discovery, there wouldn't have been any vaccine without it, that it was being overused and there wasn't enough science behind it. And he said it really should only be used on a limited basis for the most vulnerable people with pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and the elderly. That's it. Nobody wanted to hear from him. And then when Joe Rogan interviewed the guy, you know, you would think that he was interviewing Satan. And meanwhile, there wouldn't be a vaccine without this guy.
Right. And you had thousands of scientists, Sean, sign on to the idea that natural immunity was a good thing, right? Like that we would develop natural immunity. You'd get herd immunity. One of the other things that came out of the deposition, and again why Fauci is so compromised here, is that he totally dismisses that idea. He dismisses the importance of herd immunity. He dismisses, you know.
Well, wait a minute, but there are tapes of him saying just the opposite. And by the way, there was even a tape of him saying in 2012 he would support gain-of-function research even if it resulted in a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah, and by the way, that's a minority of a small minority of scientists who believe that. Because gain-of-function research essentially, if you boil it down in layman's terms, is let's create something so devastating that we have to figure out how to fix it. Right? But most scientists believe, why in the world would you create something so deadly and powerful in the first place? Right? But again, if you think about Fauci's role at the NIH, he gets to decide all of this grant funding. It's an incredibly powerful position. And so when this goes wrong, he's desperate to, you know, CYA and make sure anybody that points the finger back at him is the bad guy, is a conspiracy theorist, is a fringe player. And then he uses social media and big tech to do his dirty work. And again, in this country, in the United States of America, where we believe in different views, right? We believe in dissent. We believe in questioning. We believe in questioning government officials. That can't happen again. And this was, you know, revealing. It was about power and control, like I said, not the science.
You know how much heat this program took? At a time, there is a Cedars-Sinai, a doctor, is a premier medical expert, has been prescribing hydroxychloroquine for 40-plus years. He said the risk of using it at the time is nil. And Dr. Daniel Wallace is his name, and we had him on this program. And then Dr. Oz says, well, you fight with the army you have, not the one you wish you had. And now, since then, there's been numerous medical studies that confirm taken early, hydroxychloroquine was capable of mitigating some of the symptoms. And I'd have this guy on, and I just get the crap kicked out of me just by listening to the foremost, best, most renowned scientists on lupus and malaria and all these uses for hydroxychloroquine. He says the risk is nothing. What have you got to lose? Donald Trump said at one point. And you would think that he was telling you to take cancer pills.
Yeah, no, look, you had scientists who were, or not scientists, but physicians who were, losing their license. Not in addition to being deplatformed on social media by stating their opinion, like objecting, you know, they're trying to basically take away their livelihoods. I will tell you, in Missouri, we got to a place where these bureaucrats continued to force the masking of five-year-olds. I sued 47 school districts in Missouri to liberate these kids because allow parents to make these important decisions. It's amazing. When you stood up to this machine, when you were standing up for what we knew was wrong and the lies and the Soviet-style tactics, really, people were vilified. Now, as the truth comes out, that was the correct position to take, right, which was to challenge that masks don't actually work, to actually say this happened because of gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. We can't let that happen again. And so I think, again, part of the value of this lawsuit, and, I won't be attorney general much longer. It'll continue. But I'm going to continue to take that work to the United States Senate. We need to continue to, hold hearings, hold people accountable, make sure this never happens again.
All right, quick break. We'll have more with the Attorney General and Senator-elect for the great state of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls. All right, we continue now with the Attorney General and Senator-elect from the great state of Missouri, the Show Me State. Eric Schmidt is with us. You know, I will never listen to the government again. And I'll tell you, I really am glad that I would say often on this program, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to play one on radio or TV. I don't have all the answers. We're putting people on with varying opinions, some that I agree with, some that I disagree with. And then ultimately, you're going to have to consult with your doctor based on your unique medical history, your current medical condition, and then make up your own mind on important issues and choices, like whether you're going to get the vaccine or not. I never told people what to do regarding these issues. I never told people, you know, I did tell them about therapeutics. The most underreported therapeutic was monoclonal antibodies. That's the one that worked the best. And we should be producing them, mass producing them even today. And we're not.
Well, think about it. That's what this fight was all about, Sean, is allowing people to make their own decisions, whether they wanted to, you know, if they were quadruple vaxxed and wanted to have 8 masks on their face and walk around an outdoor track all day long. I think that's ridiculous. But, you know, this is America. Go do it. But don't tell everybody else, especially their kid has to wear a mask all day long when they're not effective. Also, with the vaccine mandates, I mean, we led the fight in Missouri. We had the lawsuit. We took it to the Supreme Court on the OSHA vaccine mandate. We won. But that fight was, do we think an agency that was created to make sure forklifts beep when they back up should be in charge of, you know, forcing a medical procedure on 80 million Americans? And thankfully, we won that lawsuit. But, you had these people were being fired. You still have military personnel being told that they can't be in the military anymore if they make a decision about their own health.
That has to be lifted. We're losing so many. By the way, the NIH last month awarded the Eco Alliance a whopping $653,392 to analyze the potential for future bat coronavirus emergence in Laos and Vietnam and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I got to tell you something. What has happened here is nothing but a national disgrace, and nobody should ever trust any government official in the future when it comes to your health. And I'm sorry, and everybody should listen to all different types of opinions and make your own decision in consultation with your own doctors, because what they did here to demonize people that had varying viewpoints and what they did to cover their own asses is frankly, it should be criminal. But you did a great job. We're sorry. I know the people of Missouri are sorry to lose you as Attorney General, but lucky to have you now as their U.S. Senator along with Josh Hawley. And you got a great tag team there. Congratulations on your big election win.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, I'm looking forward to taking that same fighting spirit to the Senate. There's a lot of work to do there, and appreciate all
just
you do as well.
Don't change. That city has this impact on people. It changes them. Don't change.
No, right? I'm going there to shake things up. Don't worry about that.
Yep. Don't get rid of that attitude. All right, appreciate you being with us. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. and they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
Driving the liberals nuts. Sean Hannity is back on the radio right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. So, Joey, your president, is out there saying, and laughing, actually, at the idea that Kevin McCarthy invited him to go down to the border to see firsthand the chaos that his policies have created. And then Karine Jean-Pierre was asked the question by Peter Ducey about Biden going to visit the border. And here's, Karine's answer.
Kevin McCarthy says that he invited President Biden down to the border. How does the president RSVP? We know the president's never been down to the border. The possible next speaker says that he wants him to go with him. So is he going to?
So look, he's been there. He's been to the border. And since he took office.
When did he go to the border?
Since he took office, the President Biden has been taking action to fix our immigration system and secure our border. And that's why on day one, he put forward an immigration reform, a piece of legislation to deal with what is currently happening at the border. But, you know, that we're not seeing that from Republicans. We're not seeing a willingness to work with us on fixing a situation that's been around for decades now. Instead, they're doing political stunts. That's what they want to do. That's how they want to take care of the situation. But in the meantime, you know, the president has secured record levels of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. We have over 23,000 agents working to secure the border. We've taken thousands of smugglers off the streets, and we're cutting down on asylum processing times, and a number of individuals arriving unlawfully from northern Central America and Venezuela is coming down significantly because of the actions that the president has taken.
Just lying. 4.5 million people we expect as a total, a new record from last year's record because of their open borders policies. You get preferential treatment if you're an illegal immigrant. No vaccine mandate. You don't even get a COVID test. You get a free Biden phone and then free transportation to one of the 48 states in the continental U.S. And then those states are responsible for food, water, housing, healthcare, education. Tell me how this is working. What's so funny about Biden going in and looking directly at the impact of his horrific open borders policies? That's not funny to me. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Dwayne is in New Mexico. Dwayne, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Mr. Hannity. How are you doing today?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
So I'm a cop and a pastor out here in New Mexico, and we are feeling the horribleness of our current president and so many liberals running this state in New Mexico. And I'm sure you've been asked this question before. We absolutely love you, both in law enforcement and my church absolutely loves you, every member of the congregation. My question to you, sir, is this. Have you ever considered dropping what you're doing and running for office?
Is there any particular position you want me to run for?
I would love to see you in the White House, but let's start small.
You know, have I ever really considered it? No. Do I think I could do a better job than the guy we have there? Absolutely. I could do it working 2 hours a day and I'd do a better job than Joe Biden. It's not hard. Conservatism isn't hard. I don't think people would vote for me, to be very frank with you. I don't think I could win your state in New Mexico. I'm not sure I can win Wisconsin or Michigan or Arizona. I can win some states maybe with a little luck. But I don't think I could be elected dog catcher in other states. But it's very kind of you to ask. I'll tell you, my platform would be simple. I'm a believer in liberty and freedom. I believe in capitalism, our constitution, lower taxes, less government bureaucracy. I believe in law and order. I believe every American has to be safe and secure to pursue happiness. I would eliminate the insane no bail laws. I believe in quality education. I would give parents a check every year and let them pick the school that they want to send their kids to. And they would send their kids to the schools that actually teach reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers. I think I have a pretty good plan for judges, those that believe in the Constitution. That's pretty simple. I would not only make America energy independent, I would unleash American energy, the likes of which we've never seen before. And we would be an energy rich country. I would control our borders. What am I missing? I believe in peace through strength. I'd have the meanest, toughest, kick-ass, badass military on the face of the earth. And I wouldn't take crap from any other country. I'd go fight for American policies first and our interests first. Short of that,
amen.
Once I got that accomplished, I'd sit back and watch TV.
Amen. I mean, honestly, everything that you just said, Mr. Hannity, it's getting to the point now, even in New Mexico, a lot of the liberals that we know and we come in contact with are literally just fed up with the state of our country. You know, I'm 50.
Oh, by the way, did I say I'd secure our border? Well, I would secure our border that no illegal immigrants would enter this country ever.
Yes. And that is what we need. We need somebody. And obviously, you know, I understand that's a question that, you know, is not practical at this point, but that's what we need. It's gotten to a point, not only in this state, but in this entire country, that it's not even recognizable anymore.
It's really simple, but it's for other people, it's complicated. I'm worried about a few things. I'm worried that too many of our fellow Americans have bought into the big lie of socialism, and that is very, very real. Years and years of indoctrination in our school systems have, you know, turned our kids' minds to mush, and we brainwash them, and they believe in the lies of socialism. That's a problem. I keep talking about this accelerated migration issue. People are, you know, baby boomers now retiring. They're sick of living in states with high taxes, draconian shutdowns. They want their kids to have in-school education, and they're leaving, you know, states like Pennsylvania and Indiana and Michigan and Wisconsin. That makes those states, they tend to be conservative, the people that are leaving, and that makes those states harder to win if somebody's running for president, and I'm worried about that. I think Republicans have a math problem down the line. When it's going to kick in, I don't know. I think it's already kicking in. But thank you for what you do on both fronts, and I hope you and your church keep me in your prayers. I'll take as many prayers as I can get.
You certainly are in our prayers, sir, and God bless you and continue doing what you do. Thank you for taking my call.
God bless you for what you do, and God bless this great country because we're in trouble. Let's say hi to Donna's in Ohio, the Buckeye State. Did you watch the Michigan-Ohio State game?
Yes, I did.
So sorry you lost. Sorry. But...
Well, I'll be honest with you. I played lacrosse for Ohio State, so I didn't lose. They lost. And I always say they for anything to do with Ohio State, even lacrosse, because I no longer play.
Yeah, I get you. Look, everyone loves their home team, and I understand completely. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, actually, for what he just said, you know, I think you do your job very well, and everybody has a job to do, and I think you're doing the job that you were intended to do in life, and, you know, as I say, I do believe you do it well. However, I did have a little disagreement with you yesterday. You were talking about paying China back or buying the land back from China, and I believe it should be taken back through eminent domain. I wouldn't want to give them a penny.
I don't have a problem with your plan. I'll go with your plan. The fact that we're allowing the communist Chinese to buy our farmland, our ranch land, and buying it repeatedly near our military bases tells me they're up to no good. And one way or the other, we need that land back. And whether we pay them what they paid for it and throw them out or eminent domain, I don't really care. I don't really care about President Xi. It is a hostile regime. It's been hostile to the U.S. They have cost our entrepreneurs billions and billions in intellectual property theft. They've been unfair trade partners. They have been saber rattling like crazy our ally Taiwan. I'm sick and tired of their crap. And it's sad that we don't have a president that is strong enough to stand up to President Xi. And while we're at it, demand answers and frankly, some type of reparations for the damage and the death and destruction of COVID and the lies that they told surrounding the issue of COVID.
Well, now I'm in full agreement with you again.
There we go. See, now we can solve the Middle Eastern peace process and bring peace to the Middle East completely. But no, in life, I understand that you have enemies in life. Not everybody I know in my life likes me. I can see it sometimes when I walk into a restaurant. A person's face will give it away that they hate my guts. And I don't really care. As long as they don't bother me, I don't want to have to hit them and beat them up. As long as they leave me alone, they can hate me all they want. And then I meet other people that are wonderful, and they watch the TV show, they listen to the radio show, and they couldn't be any nicer. I don't need to be liked by people. But I will tell you, America better recognize that this is a very dangerous, evil world we live in. One of the things that nobody's talking about, besides the fentanyl problem, the opioid problem, the human trafficking problem with open borders, we're not talking about the fact that this year alone we caught 100 people on the terrorist watch list. Now, how many people got through on that list that we don't know about? How many terror cells now are in the U.S. waiting for orders to strike innocent Americans? And how big will it be or how small it will be? But they do hate us. And if we don't recognize that truth, that reality, that fact, Russia is a hostile regime to us. Iran is a hostile regime to us. Frankly, so is Saudi Arabia, so is Venezuela, and so is China. Understand who your enemies are. It doesn't mean you can't talk to them. Doesn't mean you don't try to negotiate with them, but you've got to do it from a position of real military strength, and you've got to mean it. All right. Thanks, Don. We appreciate it, my friend. God bless you. Quick break, right back to the phones, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, back to our busy telephones. Eli is in Illinois. Eli, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Mr. Hannity.
What's going on?
I just want to say it's an honor after all these years. I've been a fan of yours since day one.
Thank you.
From the beginning. And I appreciate you taking my call. Finally, I've had an opportunity to call. I'm calling from Illinois. I'm originally from Georgia. Sorry for the Ohio State guy. They'll get into the playoffs. Go Dogs.
don't be mad at me if I pull for Michigan in the championship game.
I don't know. Hey, it's all about playing a game. So we're good. But, hey, I just wanted to chime in on what you had brought up yesterday with Newsom and the Balenciaga stuff. I was a former correctional officer with the Illinois Department of Corrections.
Just to remind people, the 7,000 pedophiles that they're releasing out in California, and they're releasing them, I mean, the most heinous acts against kids, and they're serving less than a year in jail. 7,000 pedophiles. And Gavin Newsom's office did respond to my TV show last night. Oh, it's not our responsibility. People, there's a misunderstanding that they think we can do something about it. How about lead the charge to fix the law that you don't release pedophiles? Gavin Newsom can do something about that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of where I'm going. I want to touch base on this. Is as a correctional officer, I served on the tactical unit and SWAT team. And in the state of Illinois, you had a couple designations. You had individuals that committed heinous crimes, and I won't go through all the crimes, against children. And that's from, you know, the worst to, well, it's all bad. And then you had a designation of sexually dangerous predators, which they were designated that just because of a so-called mental illness. And I want to tell you, I also dealt part of our job. My job as a tactical officer, we had death row. I worked there back in the late 80s, mid 90s. And that's when John Wayne Gacy was still there.
Right.
It was before he was executed in 94. And part of our job was to shake down death row just on random occasions. And I didn't call to talk about him, but that guy, people don't know this. A lot of people don't. Before he went on his spree, he was actually convicted of harming a child. And
I didn't know that.
Sentence. Yeah, I believe it was in 68, caught a charge, was sentenced to 10 years, and got out in less than two. And then I think it was two or three years later, went on to commit the multiple acts of violence and murder against children. That's just one example. And where I'm going with this is I dealt with all the pedophiles, the sexual dangerous persons, and people in that Gavin Newsom and other people around this country, and you can talk about Balenciaga, but they are extremely manipulative, and the recidivism rate
is through the roof. Listen, first of all, my mom was a prison guard like you, and I have a real deep appreciation for how hard your job is. Thank you for what you do. There's a lot of insight into what you're saying. And these people, once you cross that moral line and you'll harm a kid, there's nothing you won't do. Those people needed to be put away, lock them up, and throw away the key, and never let them out again. And that's what Gavin Newsom should be doing. I wish I had more time to talk to you. Stay safe in prison. It's not an easy job, Eli. We appreciate it.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Gold Co. Gold Co. is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with 2 decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.